The American public and many legislators concerned about the legality of the U.S. strike that killed Iran's top general. Some U.S. officials are rejecting the idea that the killing was an assassination, despite the fact that both Iran's president and Iraq's prime minister are calling it a politically motivated murder. We're going to dig a little deeper. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, speak with Leon Panetta, former director of the CIA and Secretary of Defense under President Obama and head of the Panetta Institute. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Good to be with you, Patty.
I was interested on how you might categorize the death of Soleimani. Is it a targeted attack against a terrorist? Is he a legitimate part of a government? Is this an attack on the leader of a government?
Well, look, there's no question that that we shouldn't mourn the death of Soleimani, who was responsible for killing thousands of innocent people and hundreds of our military personnel. But I think the major question is the timing of that kind of attack that took place, and the fact that it has put us more at risk of war than less. And I think that's the issue that needs to be focused on now. We're in greater danger of a potential Middle East war today than we were before that attack.
On that front, are you concerned about the fact that a memo was leaked earlier today from a top Pentagon official that suggested that preparations for withdrawal from Iraq were underway, and now there is clarification that that, in fact, is not the case? It sort of points to some confusion.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening right now, is there's obviously an increasing amount of confusion as Iran and the United States engage in this punch and counterpunch cycle that we're involved in now with all of these threats going on. There's a lot of concern about how do we defend our forces in Iraq? Are we going to be required to remove those forces? Is that going to create an even worse situation in terms of our national security, particularly with regards to protecting ourselves from ISIS attacks? All of that is playing out at what I think is probably one of the most dangerous times since 9/11.
When you look at the situation now, the withdrawal of U.S. troops, if what in fact was leaked this afternoon, that withdrawing those troops from Iraq, what do you think the repercussions of that would be, and do you think it's likely?
Well, I hope it doesn't happen, because our presence in Iraq has been very important to our ability to deal with the threat of terrorism and the potential attacks that could occur against our own country. We've been very important to the security effort of trying to deal with the ISIS threat. And if we remove our forces, what we're going to be doing is allowing ISIS to regroup and mobilize again. We repeated that mistake once before when we withdrew our forces from Iraq. ISIS then became a real threat, and we had to go back. So I hope that doesn't happen again.
Mr. Panetta, always great to get your take. Appreciate your making some time for us. Leon Panetta, former director of the CIA, Secretary of Defense under President Obama.